You know, sometimes our justice system works well, and we feel like people are getting what they deserve, and transparency is rising to the top, and we find out what's actually happened, and punishment is dealt out, and those responsible for horrible, horrible behavior are going to be kept away from the rest of society for the rest of their lives. And then sometimes you have cases like this, where it's, abhorrent behavior, evil behavior. And somehow, they end up free after 17 years of being in prison for the attempted murder of a 17-year-old high school student. And mind you, at the time, this was one of her teachers. Left her for dead. This is a chilling story. Samson Shelton, former teacher and professional wrestler, quote unquote. I don't know. That's like, he was in like the guys who like to go and wrestle at fucking gymnasiums and, you know, pretend they're something special. Admitted to attempting to murder 17-year-old Ashley Reeves in 2006. He's been released on parole after serving 17 years of his 20-year sentence. The Illinois Department of Corrections confirmed his release on Monday, April 22nd, making an end to the case that captured national attention and was later depicted in a Lifetime movie. I think if you have like a Lifetime movie made about your crime, you should just be like expelled from the planet.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be getting out of jail because they only pick the most horrific ones to do those on, don't they?
Yes. And if you go and watch his interrogation video, it will make you even more sick because this is someone who does not have a conscience or empathy at all.
And he was around children.
We'll talk more about that in a moment. In 2006, Shelton, then a 26-year-old driver's education teacher and known as wrestling circles as, quote, the teacher. I feel like we need a little bit more. It's the teacher. You know, like, okay, you sad son of a bitch. Became infamously linked to the brutal attack on Reeves, who had once been a student in the middle school where he taught. The incident occurred after Shelton and Reeves, who had been involved romantically, got into an altercation while he was driving. According to reports, Shelton choked Reeves, broke her neck before discarding her body in a wooded area of Citizens Park in Belleville. Reeves was found barely alive around 2 a.m. April 29th of 2006 after a 30-hour search initiated when she was reported missing. Miraculously surviving the attack, she endured significant brain trauma, underwent a painstaking recovery process to relearn fundamental skills such as swallowing, walking, and talking.
Holy crap.
And if you watch the interrogation, he denies it. Then finally, they break him down with some real kind of bullshit stuff where it's like, oh, this broke you down? Like what would your grandma say? Because they were talking about like how much his grandma was an influence on his life. And she's dead now. But like you can do what grandma wanted now. Grandma would want you to tell the truth. And then he finally tells the truth. I think the guy is a bit autistic. When you look at him and the way he talks and the way he thinks, there's something clearly fucking wrong with him, which I think precludes him having any sort of empathy for anyone other than himself, because he goes in to say, okay, yeah, I did it. Here's what I did. Hey, can I get my contact solution so I can get my contacts out when I go to prison or jail?
Can I get a
private toilet because I have a condition where I can't pee in front of others? He literally jumps from saying, I murdered her, I'll take you to the body, and then can I get contact solution and can I get a private toilet?
Oh yeah, there's got to be something going on there where he just has no empathy and can't connect in any way.
It's as if he's ordering a fucking Whopper your way at Burger King. And he's just like, well, here's what I think here, and here's this. It's just, there's, everything is on the same level. There's no weight to what he's talking about in his mind. And you can tell the interrogator is just like, what the fuck? Like, we'll see. I'll mention it. We'll see what we can do. Of course, I'm sure it's like, fuck you, you piece of shit. Eventually, he did lead them to the body, and they were expecting to find a dead body. They get to her.
She was still alive.
And she's still alive. And she's breathing. And then they get EMS out there. And miraculously, her life was saved. But the damage has been done. This woman has brain trauma. It's going to be there for the rest of her life. She has been able to go on and lead a life. She says she wants to forget about all this and move on. She has kids. She's married. You know, good for her. But obviously the damage was done. And this piece of shit, this evil, dangerous piece of shit that clearly has something mentally wrong with him, is free.
I'm not understanding that.
There's no rehabilitation here.
He seems like he's a threat to society.
He is a threat to society. He's going to do it again. He's going to kill and ruin someone else's life. And it's going to be back. Well, maybe we should have done something. Garen fucking teed. During his incarceration, Shelton was housed at the Illinois River Correctional Center beginning in June of 2007. His early release on parole, scheduled to last until April 2027, was reignited discussions about justice and rehabilitation. And this is the bullshit that you hear. It's like, well, hopefully he's been rehabilitated. There's no rehabilitation that goes on in the fucking corrections institutions. There's not.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of what happens. We tend to make more criminals more criminal after the fact of that. The case garnered extensive media coverage due to the shocking nature of the crime and Shelton's dual life as an educator and a wrestler. His confession and subsequent discovery of Reeves alive were pivotal moments of the investigation, which revealed the extent of his betrayal. In a recent interview, Reeves, now in her 30s, shared her ongoing recovery journey and determination to move forward, saying, quote, it's been a long and challenging road, but I'm focused on my future and continuing to heal. This was from KSDK TV. Yes, he's a risk. He's a huge fucking risk. And I was asked the other night, the reason I came across this story was Banfield's folks on News Nation called me and said, can we do this? Can you come on and talk about this? Sure. And we ended up getting, they changed the stories because all the fucking Daybell shit was going on in Karen Reed. So this, we never did it, went to air with it. We might go on sometime this week with it. I don't know. But I really had to think to myself, I'm like, okay, if I go on the air tonight live, I can't edit myself. And this, right, this is one of these cases where I just love to go on TV and say, so if there's any vigilantes out there, like, here he is. I don't know. I mean, It's just shocking that someone like this is going to be free. And here's the deal. I don't think you can rehabilitate someone like this. He's evil. Or he's extremely, at the end of the day, extremely mentally ill is really probably what it is. There's some personality disorder, some sort of autism going on. There's something that has enabled this person to do this and think the way he thinks. And that's never going to fucking change.
No. And that's the thing. That's, you know, I've known a lot of autistic people, people on the spectrum, where empathy is just not something that they've got. Like, I remember a program director I worked for, you never met him. I was crying at my desk. I just found out my sister-in-law was in stage 4 breast cancer.
Yeah.
And the prognosis wasn't good. And he came over and said, hey, did you get your production done? And I looked at him, I said, I'm going through something right now. And he just stood there and stared at me. Did you get it done? And I'm like, so-and-so, I'm not going to say his name.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay. And my old radio partner, Dave, he stood up and he said this guy's name. She just found out her sister-in-law has breast cancer and may die. And he goes, oh, well, if you could get the production done, that'd be great. And then he walked away.
Yeah. It doesn't make them all killers or murderers, but it makes them extremely awkward and not functional in society.
And that's the thing. And I'm not saying they shouldn't be in society in any way, but their capacity is so limited.
It just depends.
When it comes to compassion and empathy, they just don't have it.
And that's where it's a spectrum. Because there's some that there's no empathy. There's some where it's over empathy. And in everything in between. So it's, don't anyone interpret this as we're saying anyone autistic is a fucking murderer or horrible or can't live in society. It's a spectrum. And some are way the fuck over here. Some are way the fuck over there. Majority are somewhere in the middle. And it's just a matter of, okay, learning to function. This guy, watch the fucking interrogation video. If you want to see what I'm talking about, you'll know exactly what I'm saying. Because he's fucked in the head. There's something clearly wrong with him. And that'll answer your questions. He's dangerous. He may not intend to be dangerous, but he's dangerous because he's missing something. There's something that's not clicking there when it comes to that's how he got into this situation. Had she died, he'd be away for the rest of his life, hopefully. But she,
if they catch him,
but she amazingly clung to life. And because she clung to life, then that allowed him to be free after 17 years. I don't see how that makes any sense. He intended to kill her. He thought she was dead. Had they waited 5 more hours, she probably would have been dead. So why does that then give him an out after 17 years? Because she was able to survive. It's the same thing either way. He did the same thing either way. He just lucked out that she lived. So anyway, this piece of shit is out there. His name is Samson Shelton. You want to Google him? Find out where the fuck he is? Maybe he should change his name. That might be not a bad idea to not be stalked or found. Someone who probably
somebody needs to keep an eye on this guy.
Someone who probably does not deserve to be breathing the oxygen we all share.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.